Today, we look at ridiculous items that are a threat to your freedom, including a government-led program to stamp out rumors and racist ice cream. Welcome to Culture Shift, the Barry Ferris Show. We are living in an American culture that has shifted from tolerant to cancel culture, from decent to rude, from optimistic to cynical, and from relatively safe to increasingly violent. But it's not too late. I hope to equip you with a historical framework applied to current events so you can lead and get America back on track for good. Hey, welcome back to the Barry Ferris Show, Culture Shift. Today we're going to look at ridiculous threats to your freedom. There are so many to choose from. We're going to zoom in on four: the ability of a world superpower to stamp out rumors, the hypersensitivity over words, blaming ice cream for being racist, and censoring a scientist with an opinion. But first, a bonus item. It's sad and ridiculous to cancel the National Day of Prayer at the Capitol. The National Day of Prayer Capitol Gathering was designated by Congress. It's been a national observance for 70 years, and it should be honored again this year. It's the type of thing America does that's special. Tocqueville noted that America is great because Americans are good. There's something special about a nation that honors God from its pinnacle of power. Canceling the National Day of Prayer at the Capitol is a frightening precedent. In fact, we know from recent history that very bad things happen when a nation attempts to stamp out God and faith. Thankfully, that has not happened in America fully yet. But there is another superpower, China, that has not been a friend to people of faith. And now they wish to go one more step and ridiculously stamp out rumors that the government is afraid of. China's a clear superpower. I mean, economically, politically, and militarily, they've built impressive world cities, 40,000 miles of high-speed trains, and fabulous modern airports. They have deep trade relationships throughout all of Africa, North and South America, and Europe. But they do not champion free speech. A recent example is found in a program set up to refute rumors. The title of this program, just initiated last month, is the Rumor Refutation Platform. Now, I'm not joking. The Chinese government produced a new app and created a new phone hotline, and it makes it easier for Chinese citizens to tell on their neighbors. It's frightening. Similar to the Stasi in Eastern Germany, in China, neighbors tell on their neighbors. Mothers on daughters and sons on fathers, creating a stressful and harmful brother-against-brother culture. Now it'll be even easier to inform on your neighbor. The CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, says that some people have mistaken opinions. That's their quotes. So these people are usually the ones who have a disagreement or some form of dissent. They're the ones who criticize or challenge the Chinese government. But legally, in China, the CCP determines what's true. The Chinese Communist Party is the de facto arbiter. You can find the official explanation of this new program at cac.gov.cn. You go on their website and you just click to have it translated into the language of your choice. It ominously is titled Learning Power Disinformation Platform. Man, it sounds just like Orwell. I guess it is, unfortunately, in practice. So back in March, they announced it's online today. They've got an exclamation mark after it. I'm like, whoa. It's kind of scary to me, actually. But what I'm going to do, try to keep it as objective as possible, I'm going to read straight from the CCP press release, and then I'll just comment as I go. So, quoting, in order to further study and publicize General Secretary Xi Jinping's important discourse on the comprehensive management of the network. Okay, so that's the introduction. So the CCP controls the internet in China, and they want to make sure everyone understands that it's a privilege granted by the government, not a right, to access it. And so just so you understand, we're in charge. That's how they start. So comprehensive management of the network, publicize the policies and regulations of the network security and network rumor governance. I'm serious. This is a quote. So the CCP wants to ensure that rumors are governed in a certain manner. All right, back to the network rumor governance and improve the ability of readers to distinguish rumors and false information. So the Chinese Communist Party will help its citizens know what's a rumor and what's not. And the Chinese Communist Party will inform you what's not true. So, for example, the Hong Kong debacle just didn't happen. I mean, there were over a million people who were fighting for freedom, but it's false. It's just not real. So they'll help you. So let's just pick it up again. They'll distinguish rumors and false information, promote the purification of the network environment, and build a clear network space. I'm just reading this, okay? I'm not making this up. The CCP wants to promote a pure network, which means the internet never says anything critical about the Chinese Communist Party. So it's clear of what? Well, I suppose it would be clear of any form of dissent. So they'll build this clear network space called learning power. Think about that. That's the quote. Learning platform and China Internet joint disinformation platform to create a disinformation platform channel officially launched today. They've got this exclamation mark. I mean, come on. I just don't share their enthusiasm for the onerous control and spying on one another. Goodness me. Okay, let's pick it back up again for the finishing out of this press release. The disinformation platform in the Learning Power, Learning Platform app, and the PC side has five columns, respectively: governance dynamics, exposure desk, big lecture hall, warning record, report verification. So when you go to the app, you'll find these five columns. You don't have to talk to anybody. You can simply just fill in the columns, and the CCP will be automatically notified of the rumor that needs to be stamped out. This is in the section Learning Power. I suppose it caters to those who enjoy having power over others, but goodness me. But there's one more column. The disinformation platform also supporting the release of daily disinformation column, high-quality short video synchronization in the Belling platform release. That was all a quote. So this is another column on the same app, and it allows you to inform on your neighbors with a video. So you can just take your short video, load it onto the daily disinformation column, and over it goes to the CCP. But that just covers political things and history and things like that. But what about science and medicine? Well, in the PC side of the learning science section, simultaneously launched the science disinformation column to achieve the integration of development at both ends. There you go. So if someone's promulgating an alternative view of something related to medicine or vaccines, that person can be told on this. You can tell on that person in this part of the app. The disinformation platform focuses on the network rumor management work. It will continue to enrich the content of the column in the planning that's related to thematic activities in the network, comprehensive governance work to play its due role. So, just in case you weren't already intimidated, the internet should be purified, free of anything that undermines the CCP, and this will be continuously upgraded, or as they say it, enriched, to cover other ideas or thematic activities. And what's the purpose? Well, to play its due role. In other words, the CCP is in charge of you and what you do on the internet. So this rumor refutation platform gives a citizen in China the super easy ability to report on anyone, anything that contradicts or criticizes the Chinese Communist Party. And it's important to know that legally, the CCP is the only body politic. And with a single party rule, it's the only authorized entity to determine what really is true. The CCP believes this will improve the ability of readers to identify rumors and false information. Officials hope that most internet users will play an active role in supervising society. Holy cow, that is the Stasi! And enthusiastically report harmful information. This is what they're saying. What's harmful information? I guess harmful information just is what they say it is. It includes distorting, slandering, and denying party, national, and military history in an attempt to confuse people's thinking. So, in other words, don't be confused by any fact that makes the CCP look bad. The ongoing persecution of people of faith has been well established, but that needs to be stamped out because it confuses people's thinking. Don't look at what actually happened in Hong Kong over the past 3 or 4 years. That confuses people's thinking. You know, there's a reason the founders pushed for freedom of speech. It really starts with the way John Locke argued for private property as part of you. You have a right, the inalienable right, to think for yourself, and you have the right to express your thoughts. That's part of you. You can argue for whatever you believe is the right political view or the right belief system. You can challenge a politician and express your view. At bottom, the freedom to speak is the right to speak from your mind, your will, your emotions, your soul. It's an acknowledgement that you have validity. It's up to you to prove credibility, but as an American right, you have validity. All right, that was ridiculous item number one. Number two, let's move on to this next ridiculous item, and it's related to a hyper-racism sensitivity that's expressed on Nextdoor. Traditionally, this is an app to help people share information about their neighborhood. Now, the app's taking it upon themselves to launch tools to help people censor one another if they accidentally try to post something racist. The company's announcement explains it. The new anti-racism notification detects certain phrases such as "All Lives Matter" or "Blue Lives Matter" and prompts the author to consider editing their post or comment before it goes live. All Lives Matter and Blue Lives Matter content is explicitly prohibited on Nextdoor. They announced this initiative with great fanfare. Nextdoor launches anti-racism notification to prevent discriminatory language. The notification detects potentially racist content and prompts neighbors to reconsider and edit before posting. They go on to say, "Today we're rolling out the anti-racism notification to prevent language that could be offensive or hurtful to people." So here's the problem. Nextdoor might have good intentions. I really don't know. Or maybe they just got taken over by these folks. But they believe that they're a good judge of what determines a neighborly conversation. And I'm all in for kind and polite interactions. But I don't think that's the issue here. Nextdoor should have aligned themselves with some of the many black nonprofits who are pro-family, and they're experts on lifting people up, and they can teach a thing or two about kindness. But Nextdoor's pick to defend BLM at the expense of a more broad life matters statement is not neighborly at all. I mean, there's a reason the International Olympic Committee has banned BLM from the Olympics coming in a few months to Japan. The Black Lives Matter Foundation, Inc. was established in 2013. And I'll just let them speak for themselves. Coming directly from their website, this is how they describe themselves. Their goal is to eradicate white supremacy. Their primary beliefs are rooted in dismantling cisgender privilege and uplifting black trans folk, especially black trans women, and fostering a queer-affirming network. When we gather, we do so with the intention of freeing ourselves from the tight grip of heteronormative thinking. As a network, we have always recognized the need to center the leadership of women and queer and transgender people. Their primary approach? Disrupt the Western prescribed nuclear family structure. Now, these are all quotes. Yet if you're trying to improve neighborly conversation, I don't think you start with an organization that was founded for the purpose of disrupting the nuclear family. I mean, that doesn't conjure up a pleasant notion of kids playing in the cul-de-sac while the parents are looking on, enjoying conversation with one another. The proposition that someone supports all lives is not racist. All lives absolutely do matter. I can't even believe I'm saying this. I mean, for example, how can you say that the native Chiniga Alaskan lives don't matter as much as black lives? The proposition that someone supports police officers' lives is not a racist idea. Blue lives matter. They work hard. They put themselves in harm's way to keep us safe. Those lives sure do matter. And you know what? Black lives matter too. Absolutely. Hispanic lives matter. Indian lives matter. Middle Eastern lives matter. European lives matter. Polynesian lives matter. They all matter equally. In one of my businesses, I had 14 languages represented. All of the people from representing all of those native tongues mattered equally. Any organization that militantly uses violence and destroys private property to attempt to force change is not neighborly. So if Nextdoor wanted to be less ridiculous, they'd find one of the many local, kinder and gentler family-supporting networks to help give guidance on healthy conversation. That's number two. Okay, let's look at the third one. Let's go across the pond and look at another very ridiculous item. In the United Kingdom, we find that serving and consuming milk, ice cream, and cheese can be racist. Now, you don't believe it. Okay, so here's what Alison Plummer said at a local council meeting in the UK discussing food choices in the schools. Here's her quote. Arguably, there's a racist element to serving dairy too much because 65% of the world's population are lactose intolerant, many from the Black, Asian, and minority ethnic communities. So she started a petition that reads as follows. We, the undersigned, petition Brighton and Hove Council to implement a carefully managed transition to at least 2 plant-based days in all state-run schools as soon as is practically possible. We also request that all council-run events be plant-based, plus any other council-run establishments, in order to reduce food emissions. So this was started by Allison. She's one of the residents. And Ms. Plummer wants you to stop consuming all these dairy products so you can be less racist. I really like milk with my cereal, but Allison thinks there's a racist element to that eating pattern. That's making me hungry. So let's move on to the final ridiculous item. Back to the good old USA. Harvard professor Martin Kludorf was censored. He's one of the most cited epidemiologists and infectious disease experts in the world. He was censored by Twitter for saying, not everyone needs a vaccine. Now, he was simply asked if he thought everyone needed a vaccine on Twitter. And on Twitter, he replied, and this is a quote, this is his tweet, you can look it up. No, thinking that everyone must be vaccinated is as scientifically flawed as thinking that nobody should. COVID vaccines are important for older, higher risk people and their caretakers. Those with prior natural infection do not need it, nor children. So Dr. Kuldorf's activity on Twitter has been voluminous. He has a bunch of tweets and he holds a different view than the CDC, but he's a very well-recognized epidemiologist. And he thinks you should first vax the most vulnerable, and he doesn't think everyone needs to be vaxed. Now, what's the harm in allowing a scientist to express his view? Twitter just couldn't take it. They can't handle it. They said the tweet was COVID misinformation. They blocked the tweet from being liked or retweeted. I mean, look, you don't have to agree with them. You don't have to disagree with them. You could be neutral. But how are you going to know what this renowned scientist thinks if Twitter can willy-nilly decide when you can see one of his tweets and when you can't? When Twitter can decide which scientist you can trust, you might think about how much you can trust Twitter. The common thread with all of these ridiculous items is censorship and control. As I've discussed a bunch before, I believe God wants you free. He doesn't want governments and businesses to have unnecessary power over you. You're better off when you have the authority and the responsibility for your own decisions. Allow for free discussion and let the best ideas surface to the top. Yet, there are certain people who just love to control others. Whether it's the Chinese government urging neighbors to spy on each other, or an organization deciding for you what's a neighborly word, or a school district blaming racism on cheese, or whether it's denying a world-renowned scientist his earned platform, too much control's a bad thing. My hope for you is you are not blind to the myriad of ways others attempt to control you, that you will spot it and be aware of what they're trying to do, and that you will live free, think free, and speak freely to your success, which depends on your freedom. God bless you.
Hi, I'm David Farah. Thank you for listening to my dad's podcast, The Barry Farah Show, Culture Shift. Click subscribe now to be sure you don't miss an episode. Share this podcast with your friends on social media and give The Barry Farah Show your 5-star rating. Check out today's show notes below this episode and at TheBarryFarahShow.com. This podcast is also available in video format at The Barry Farah Show on YouTube. See you next time.